Day 33. Illegal. Unlawful.
You look worried, Patrick. What's on your mind?
Well, just when I thought we'd wrap things up with all those pairs of in and un prefixes, other things come along that make me wonder.
And what are those?
I've been noticing that there are lots of other words supposedly in the prefix in group that don't come out like those in the un group.
I think I know what you're getting at. But tell me what kinds of words you're referring to.
Well, there's the adjective unbalanced and the related noun imbalance. Then there are the adjectives unreasonable and irrational.
You mean no imbalance, no irrational?
Right.
But think about it. Is the use of im and ir instead of in arbitrary? Why those two particular variations? And by the way, what's the in pairing with the adjective unlawful?
Oh, of course. Illegal, not illegal. So there are three variations on this prefix in.
Yes, but again, is the choice an arbitrary one?
Probably not, Marta, or you wouldn't be asking.
Well, then is the choice of in, im, ir, or ill affected in some way by what sound follows the rest of the word?
Oh, okay. Maybe it's somehow easier to say illegal than illegal, or illegal, or irlegal.
Let's throw in some more samples. So in becomes im before personal, impersonal, balance, imbalance, mature, immature. And in becomes ir before?
Before responsible, irresponsible, rational, irrational, regular, irregular.
And in becomes ill?
Obvious, before legal, illegal, legible, illegible, legitimate, illegitimate.
And these examples are only for starters. There are tons more.
And all of them related to in, which is another way of saying that in, im, ir, ill are all variants of one prefix, right, Marta?
Right. And what about un?
Un doesn't vary at all.
Okay, but what about the coinage of new words?
What do you mean?
Think back to a couple of sessions ago and the word you saw for the first time that you thought was weird.
Oh, you mean the word uncola?
Could you imagine them calling it the incola?
No way.
Yes. So un is what you could call the innovative prefix. Unlike in, you can attach it to almost anything. Want to try?
You mean looking for an un word in an un session dreamed up by an un mentor?
Walked right into it, didn't I?